good.
Life's like this, yo.
Why do you have to go make things so complicated? Who is the one you're clinging to instead of me tonight?
How deep is your love?
It's your love. How deep is
Welcome to the Asian Soup Podcast. This is your co-host Jules.
And this is your co-host Rox.
The Asian Soup Podcast is your cozy space on the internet where we share and discover stories about one another.
We chat about a range of topics from career, personal growth, mental health, and much more.
Come sit with us
and get nourished. Welcome back.
How are you, Rox?
Pretty good. We've had a very fun afternoon, day. So I'm feeling ready in the zone to chat. Mm-hmm. How about you? How are you feeling?
Yeah, I feel like we had a pretty full on past few hours. We did a little photo shoot, didn't we? If you're watching us on YouTube, we can
show a little video
here of what we were doing. But we were at a self studio. Is that what you call it? Photography studio.
Yeah.
Which was really, really cool.
So cool. It's actually, we actually both know the owner, but the studio is called
Sajin Studio.
Yeah.
You can find them on Instagram.
Yeah. But basically, I think it's Sajin Sydney.
Oh, is it Sajin?
Sajin Sydney. Sydney or something.
Sajin Sid.
We'll insert the Instagram.
And we'll put it in the description as well. And yeah, it was... Honestly, I loved it. I give it an 11 out of 10. It was really positive for me.
It was really fun. And then we were at dinner and I was like, oh, that was our first photo shoot together as friends. And for the podcast, it was, we always wanted to do a little photo shoot for, more photos to post and photos for the website or whatnot. And then you said that it was your first photo shoot, like outside of bridesmaids shoots and stuff.
I don't think I've ever been like the main character in a photo shoot before. I loved it. I think because, the whole concept of it is that there's no photographer there. Mm-hmm. You're in a room. It's almost like, sticker photos.
Yeah, it's like selfies, but professional.
Yeah, almost, and then you have a remote in your hand.
Yeah.
And you can just like click away and pose and then you can see up on the screen what you look like.
The screen was so good.
It was
so big.
Yeah, but highly recommend.
The lighting was good. Yeah.
Please check it out.
11 out of 10.
And today, right, the vibes are pretty spot on at the moment in our little cozy studio.
Yeah.
Karaoke vibes, I'd say.
Yeah.
It's a bit dim.
Dim lights, some colorful lights as well.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes there's, kind of some tones of colors in there. Oh yeah, so that's our topic for today.
Bro,
did you say that already?
I haven't, but like I was trying to segue into
ruining it again.
So today's
topic. You always
topic,
build up and I ruin it.
I always build it up and I'm and like, I ruin it. I'm like, Rox, I'm building this up. Like obviously I'm saying it in my head. And then Rox is like, oh yeah, our topic.
Okay, continue.
And I am pumped to talk about this topic.
Mm-hmm.
How about you? Are you ready?
I am pumped.
Are you ready? And you know what? Like, I just want to put in a little clue maybe of what we're going to be talking about. But Rox and I, we are going to sing a song together.
Apparently, let's see. We prepared
a little duet for you guys at the end of the episode, so please do stick around.
If you want to cringe, stick around.
If you want to cringe, at us
or with us,
doesn't matter.
Yeah, whatever. Just we're here for your entertainment.
Yeah, you guys have heard our podcast voices. How is our singing voice? Stay tuned.
But I feel like you. Yeah, Jules has a good voice.
Oh my God, please do not talk to me.
You're not helping me
right now. Okay, it's to give a little bit of context, my boyfriend Ryder was like, Hey, usually people, when they sing on a show, they normally sing because they're good. And I'm like,
the end. That was the end. That was the only comment. So it means that we could be good.
Yeah, we could be good. And I have been practicing my harmonizing this past week. I'm so excited to show off.
I cannot harmonize. I think when you were harmonizing,
we practiced.
I harmonized into you, and I didn't know what was going on.
I had to tell you to back off my note. I was like, back off.
Back off.
Get out of my note. Get out of my note.
I should just take the main note. That's all I can do. The least I could do. Anyways,
I've got some questions.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. What's your first karaoke memory?
First karaoke memory?
Yeah.
Okay. First ever is probably when I was like 7 or 8. Very young. There was this restaurant in Sydney. I don't know where. People in the restaurant could sing a song at the Chinese restaurant. And my mum sang a song. Some like, you know, Andy Lau or Cecilia Cheung or something. Yeah, she sang some of that song. And then, yeah, that was my earliest memory. But I didn't sing anything. It was just that I saw my mum singing. Another thing is, I guess my mum sings Cantonese opera. So
that is so interesting. I remember when you told me that when we first met.
Yeah.
I was like, what? That is so unique. Weird.
Yeah, it's so random. But she got into it first through this like community group. It was actually in Campsy. So this community Cantonese singing opera group. So imagine like, you know, housewives or people that are into Cantonese opera. They join in on a Saturday morning and there was like a coach. I went along because I was also 7 or 8. Like she was just dragging me along to these things. And it was fine. Like I'd draw in the background and stuff or just sit with her. So I'd always just go around with my mom to do her things. And then how they learned was through karaoke Cantonese opera. So there'd be like the whole scenes professionally filmed with famous Hong Kong Cantonese opera people. And then there'd be the words. And then, you know, when the words come along, the color fills in. And to me, I thought that was normal. And I thought Cantonese opera was normal. And I was into it. Like I actually sang along.
That's so cute.
And Cantonese opera, each song could be 20 minutes long.
What?
Because it's an opera. Like each scene is a song.
Mm-hmm.
But my mum actually sings as a man. And then there's a woman and the woman is really high pitched. So they kind of like practice the songs with the music notes and the words. But I actually don't know how to read. So I would just memorize. And you know kids, they memorize things all the time. Mm-mm. So it was really easy. Yeah, that's like my first ideas of karaoke.
That's so interesting. It's so interesting because music had quite a pretty important role in your life. Like it was there as a child.
Yeah.
Same with me. Like my parents love music. Mm-hmm. So my parents, they met at uni in Korea and they were both part of a guitar club.
Wow.
You know in Reply 1988, you know how you're watching it right now?
Yeah, yeah.
Like that is my parents basically. Oh, the music so cool. And everything. Karaoke wise, the earliest memory I remember is probably when my parents would go with their friends and lots of other family friends and we'll just go to the local karaoke, not far from here actually. And they'll all be drunk.
Yeah.
And I would sometimes fall asleep because they would be there pretty late.
Yeah, yeah.
And like 4-year-old me, 3-year-old me, I would fall asleep on with someone's other kids. Lap. Maybe there were some other kids there.
Yeah.
And I remember, I think I told you this earlier, but you know those disco balls?
Yeah.
They'll always have that
in like the middle. Like the disco light.
The
balls.
Lights. And then it'll be rotating. And I remember as a kid, I would try and like catch the light.
Yeah.
And like grab the wall.
Yeah.
That's my earliest memory of karaoke. And I thought I might play a song as well. But this is one song that I wanted to let you listen to it. But basically, this is the song I memorized and I would perform it in front of the other adults. And they would love it because I'm a little kid and I'm singing like the most popular song at the time. I think I still memorize lyrics.
Still?
Yeah. It's obviously a ballad.
Yeah.
It's called Mannam by Do Sayeon. And Mannam means like meeting or like how we met or no. Yeah.
Aww. So we were saying how like or even in Cantonese, like Hong Kong karaoke, people love the ballads. Like,
they love it. Them feels, right?
Even the guys, just into it.
Yeah, it's there's something so comforting about it.
Yeah.
And when I hear this song now,
yeah,
I automatically want to sing along.
Yeah.
And it's very nostalgic for me. Yeah.
Songs can say so much, right?
Mm.
And they're ballads, but they're also like fully about love and, you know, loss or something sad.
Yes.
Like, it's always something sad because it's slow, right?
Mm.
So it's not that happy.
Yeah. But so, yeah, this is song. It's actually my parents' song, but I think it's their song.
Yeah.
And they'll sing together and they'll like harmonize.
Oh.
And then it's also my song as well because I sang it as a kid.
Mm. Mm. Nice. What is she saying?
Don't look back.
Oh. See, yeah, don't regret like these words. It's like these lines that are like,
silly me. I mean, silly my tears. I can't see. Mm-hmm. And then it's this bit, 사랑해. Oh, I love you.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Is it like an 80s song?
I think it's 80s. Yeah.
What are some things in karaoke that you feel a must-have?
I'm a sucker for good lighting.
Okay.
So it's got to have the right lighting. If it's too bright,
you can't,
I'm getting out of here.
You can't.
Mm-hmm. Dim those lights ASAP.
Yeah.
And then, you know the karaoke books?
Mm-hmm.
They have to be a little bit sticky. Like, that's how it is, right?
Yeah.
Like, they've got to be a little bit sticky. You kind of have to pull the pages apart.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's quite essential.
Mm-hmm.
I do think that echo in the mic,
mm-hmm.
that's quite a must have. I know this isn't really answering your question, but I'll say the people you're with.
That is really important.
It is everything.
You could go and have the great room, but if you're not with your people, you might as well go home. Like, or if you can't even sing in front of those people because you're not tight with them, what's the point?
It's also magical when you didn't even know they were your people and you discover that they're your people through the karaoke as well.
And
you're like,
you bond.
Do you know this song? It's like, oh, I know this song. You're like, I love this song. And then you sing it with somebody that you just met.
That's true too.
And there's like an instant connection
That's true too. I reckon when you said people, it got me thinking like, I definitely enjoy it more when it's not too big.
Mm.
Like I think the best karaoke nights I've had were probably in Hong Kong with my friends, but it's always like only 6 to 8 people, like maybe 10 max, like people coming and going. But it's always the funnest when it's like not too huge. When it's too huge, it's pretty crazy. When there's a bathroom inside the karaoke room, that's so good.
Are you serious?
Yes, it's so good.
I've never been to a
karaoke. It's so good.
Oh, maybe I have.
Maybe you have. Or maybe in Korea.
No, not in Korea. I think a Chinese one that I went to had a bathroom.
Yeah, like it's like an ensuite. So then it's like you don't even need to leave.
Oh my God.
So that's really good.
Yep.
I feel like it's really good. When it comes to like Hong Kong karaoke, I feel like because I don't know all Chinese songs, it's really good when they do have an English selection and they have an English section and it's like not bad. So yeah, I think that's pretty essential just in case like I don't know anything. Mm-mm. I have nothing to contribute.
Mm.
Yeah, I think that's all. That's all.
Mm. Everything else is like a plus, like food. What about alcohol? Yeah. Is that a must-have?
I think alcohol is a must-have.
Mm.
You don't have to drink, but I feel like I think you need it. You need drinks, even if it's alcoholic or non-alcoholic. Mm-hmm. You need to stay hydrated. You're singing.
I love
and snacks.
You know the green tea and Hennessy?
Yes.
It's so yummy.
Yeah, it is. It's so easy to drink.
It's really easy to drink. Who knew that combo would be so
good? Such a good combo.
So good. So smooth.
Yeah.
Can you share like a few games, maybe like one or two games that you would play?
Oh my gosh.
Like these are like classic, classic karaoke drinking games.
One is just the guessing one.
Guessing.
So it's like you shake the dice and then you guess who's bigger. You look at your own and you say you have to increase like around the table. So if I have, you usually have five dice. So if I have, say, if you have a one, the one can be anything. And then everything else, you want to have multiples of things, but you want to like call it. You want to call the biggest one, and whoever loses, whoever does actually has that will win. But if you are calling it and you're bluffing, I think it's called bluff, bluffing or something. And then then you're bluffing, then you lose, and then you drink. So say,
oh, I see,
say
I
have three fives.
Yeah.
I'll be like three fives. And you'll be like four fives. And then the next person will be like four sixes.
Mm-mm.
And then the next person will be like, okay, I call your bluff. And then you all have to open it and then you see who actually has four sixes.
Yeah.
Just like that.
Yeah.
That's just a that's pretty easy
fun.
One.
Yeah.
That's is it?
I want to play now.
Yeah.
Oh God, that sounds so fun. I think I've played that before. This is not really a karaoke game, but a classic one will be like 007 Bang.
What's that?
So it's like if there's a group of people, I'll say zero, point
zero.
To you.
Yeah.
Zero. And then you can point to someone, zero.
Zero.
And then that person can point to anyone, maybe me, seven.
Yeah.
I could also pick myself as well.
Yeah.
So if it's bang is the next word. So if it's a bang.
But do you want to shoot yourself though?
No, it doesn't matter who gets shot. The point is that the two people next to the person who got shot have to put their hands up.
Oh, okay.
And then it just keeps going.
They have to know when to put the action.
Yeah.
And if they don't.
Sometimes like some random person might go, even like a little hand motion, you have to drink.
That's so funny. And it's funny because people are slower when they're drunk or distracted and stuff.
Yeah. And then the funnier part is like there's a silent version. So there's no speaking. So it'll just be like this.
But how do you know who's seven? You just go one, two, three, four then?
So it'll be like
zero.
Zero. Zero.
But
you have to count in your head.
Yeah. So it's like the fourth person.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
And sometimes people do this. Like they'll point at themselves four times.
Are you allowed to do that?
Yeah, you can do that.
Okay.
And then the two people have to go. So you have to be really alert because it has to be the right rhythm. If they're a little bit like slow, so they're funny. Like, nah. It depends on the group, right? Like some people play really strict.
Yeah.
And there's another version we used to play where you can't show your teeth.
Oh.
So silent, no teeth.
Mm-hmm.
So, and if you show your teeth, you got to drink.
That's so hard.
That's how you get freaking drunk.
Such silly games out there. Like some are so stupid that they're just so funny.
It's so funny.
It's just, yeah.
Yeah. What songs do you sing? Let's hear some of your songs.
My songs?
Well, I can start.
Yeah, you can start.
I'll start. Okay,
like,
let me.
Wait, Korean songs first?
Okay, yeah. So I thought maybe, you know, in preparation for this episode, I've been just playing all the karaoke songs like all week in my like at home.
Yeah.
And oh man, like them feels really kicked in.
Yeah.
I was just like
in the zone.
In the zone. I'm feeling it. All the emotions are coming out. And it was really healing.
Yeah.
Like I loved it. I was like,
it's
damn,
so
I need to listen to these songs more.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to play it now, but it's this one. This is like, again, a ballad. It's called 보고 싶다, which means I miss you. And it's actually, it came out from a drama called Stairway to Heaven, which is also really popular. And this song is just like, I don't know, I think it's always at the top when it comes to karaoke.
Yeah.
생각
But what is it talking about?
I think it's like it's just like I miss you, you're crying next to me. Why can't you see that I only give you pain? And yeah. So this is one of those like everyone would sing it together, you know?
Okay.
Because everyone knows the lyrics to this.
Yeah, yeah.
At least the Korean people, I'll say.
Yeah.
Do you have like an equivalent, like a sad ballad that everyone's like, oh yes. Or maybe, or should I keep going?
Yeah.
I'll go flick through all the songs that I have, okay?
Yeah.
Another one that I thought, damn, that's a good one.
Damn.
So this one is by Flight of the Sky.
Flight of the Sky. Is that like a band?
Two guys. Again, I guess this is like a ballad. It's called Missing You.
Closer.
Yeah, so this was one of the songs I've kind of been playing on repeat this week.
This one is
because it's just so nostalgic.
Yeah,
we used to play it over and over again.
Mm-hmm.
You know MP3 players?
Yeah.
This was like on our MP3 players
that
on repeat. This is like my high school anthem, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Like, we all loved it.
Yeah.
Another one that we really liked in high school is... It's called Heartbeat. So everyone will do the heartbeat dance. Yeah, so like, you're like... Your fist opens and closes. Everyone would know that, and this would be like one of those songs where everyone would be like, yes, and then there's like this dance move in the chorus, and everyone will know that dance move. It's like K-pop, right?
Yeah. I guess that's like you guys have that. Yeah, K-pop is different. You have the dance moves.
This is before it got. Before it became what it is.
Yeah.
Now. Okay. Moving on. So I would say they're my sort of Korean songs.
Mm-hmm.
Amongst many, many more.
Yes.
but for English songs, mm-hmm. Okay, I thought this isn't really my song,
mm-hmm.
but this is a song that everybody knows.
Mm-hmm.
Let me know if it's the same for you.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know this?
Wonderwall?
Yeah. This is like one of those...
Yeah, everyone will sing
it. Everyone will sing it.
Yeah.
And... To be honest, mm-hmm. I knew this song through karaoke before I heard the real version.
Oh, okay, yeah.
So in the beginning, you know when everyone's like, they know the lyrics?
Yeah.
And they're like, blah, blah, blah to you. And they're all singing. I would just be like, what is this song?
Yeah.
I didn't know it.
Yeah.
And then every time you go, you learn
You'll
it, right?
You know the song from karaoke.
Yeah. So this is a classic Korean, not Korean, a classic karaoke song for me.
Yeah.
But yeah, there's some, and there's a few other English songs, mm-hmm. but before I play those, do you want to play some of your songs?
I don't know. I feel like I don't have a really good grasp of what is a classic or not, because I'm random. Like, I grew up in Australia, and then... Yeah, I feel like it's just what I think, what I hear a lot when I go.
Mm. Yeah, I'm curious what you sing when you go.
When I go, I feel like this is one that I always sing, or I try to sing.
Mm-hmm.
But it's by someone called Joey Young, and it's called Sometime, which is like, your heart is diluting. Heart diluting.
It's a freaking sad one, isn't it?
It's a sad one.
It's a saddie.
Yeah. And then, like, usually
I like this already.
Really?
Yeah.
I'll just, like, sing it, especially if someone else knows how to sing it, then I'll tag along and I'll be the second mic because at least they know all the words, right? Mm-hmm. And then I'll sing the parts I know.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's really sad.
Yeah. Asian songs are just sad.
Yeah, why? I think they're just good at the ballads. But then ballads. K-pop, you're good at the upbeat ones too.
Ballads were everything back in the day.
Yeah. Another one which is more like, so there's this band called Beyond back in the 80s. So this is like what people would know, but they have a more famous one. But this is the one I like, but people will know this one. And this is just called Lover. So Taenyeon by Beyond.
Sorry, is this Chinese opera?
No, this is not Chinese opera. This is like normal.
Like
I don't sing Chinese opera like now. or at karaoke.
Now,
yeah.
But I used to.
This is just like normal. Yeah, like 80s.
Pop.
Yeah. This is like a 80s boy band. And yeah, they're very like anthem-y. Yeah, it's like sad as well.
I think you can turn it up a bit.
Yeah, like that's how they used to look like. With the earring.
The mullet, huh?
Yeah. Yeah, with the long hair. What else? I mean, people really like Jay Chou and stuff.
Yeah.
But Jay Chou is Mandarin, so...
So you wouldn't really sing it?
Yeah.
What about the English songs?
English songs... Oh, okay. There's one more song that... I don't know if it's because the people I knew... Because actually the next song is like by me and some co-workers used to be in a work for a business that was owned by the singer. So I don't know if it's like people I used to hang out with would just play this or if it's because it is an anthem or something classic that they would just bring up.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, this one is like called... Anyways, this next one is more of like a hip-hoppy rap song. So it's a bit more upbeat.
Mm-hmm.
And the song title is called Hong Kong. So it's very like Hong Kong pride. It's about like being from Hong Kong. Hong Kong will always be my home kind of thing. Mm-hmm. So it's a bit more like, yeah, upbeat. Yeah, by Edison.
Oh, Edison. Edison J. Chow.
It's called Hong Kong Day. Yeah. Yeah, J. Chow. Yeah.
The Chinese girls in my high school.
Yeah.
They always talk they about Edison and Jay Chou.
Oh, yeah. I guess so. It's like, where is this? I don't know if I'll put this in, but.
Oh, I like this.
Yeah.
Mm. It's got rap.
Yeah. English song. English song I will always choose.
Oh, I'm Torn. So curious. Torn
by Natalie Imbruglia. This is my song.
Like, is it?
Yeah.
Oh my god.
Yeah.
I love it.
Do you like it?
I would never sing this.
Really?
Yeah. But I do love this song. If I heard it, I'd be like, great choice.
Yeah, I love this song.
Oh my god, play this a little bit.
Are people even like loving this episode? I'm like,
okay. I'm loving it.
We love it. So whatever. We're having a great time. Be that man I adore. You don't seem to know, seem to care what your heart is for. I don't know him anymore. There's nothing where he used to lie. Conversation has run dry. That's what's going on. Nothing's fine, I'm torn. I'm all out of space. Yeah, it's good. This is how I feel.
Yeah,
that's like my go-to.
Oh my god, love it. I feel like I know you a little bit better. Really? I don't know why. Okay, any more?
Any more?
Any more?
lately, I haven't, this is not my go-to, but lately I really feel like I want to just sing this at karaoke next time. You're going to be like, what the hell? Avril Lavigne.
Complicated.
Yes, complicated.
I love complicated. Turn it up.
Da-na-na-na.
Life's like this, yo.
That's the way it is.
You know, Avril Lavigne was so famous in Japan.
So famous.
In Japan.
Yeah.
Chill out, what you're waiting for? Lay back, it's all been done before. And if you could only let it be, you would see. I like you the way you are. When we're driving in your car, and you're talking to me one-on-one. When you become somebody else, everyone else watching you act, and you can't relax, trying to be cool.
So like high school vibe.
So good though.
Tell me why you have to go make things so complicated. I see the way you're acting like somebody else gets me frustrated. Life's like this, you fall and you crawl and you break and you take what you get and you turn it into. No.
Oh my god, great.
So good.
Kick.
So good.
So good.
Like recently I've just been like playing it and like I'm at home, I'm like, I want to sing
so
this.
Good.
Like,
yeah. And there's something so satisfying about knowing the lyrics.
The words,
like I have the worst memory.
Yeah.
When it comes to lyrics, but when it just comes out, I'm like,
how did I remember this?
Where was this in you? Yeah. And you need to release it, right?
Yeah.
Do you have any more English songs?
I guess another, I'll do like, you know, truly, madly, deeply. Like, I'm kind of.
Can you play? Who sings this again?
Savage Garden.
Oh, Savage Garden.
I'll be your dream, I'll be your wish, I'll be your fantasy. I'll be your hope, I'll be your love, be everything that you need.
Easy to sing, but then sometimes you might get into the, I don't know, Destiny's Child vibe, Britney Spears, Spice Girls,
you know, Wannabe.
Yeah, Wannabe. Yeah. Yeah.
So good.
So it's like,
but
it's,
I would
it's
never pick this song.
Really?
No. Nah.
But I feel like, would you pick English songs? Some?
Yeah. I got some. My English songs.
Another one? Okay, one more.
Mm.
Sorry.
Oh my god, I love this song.
Oh yeah.
It's just us singing.
I'm sober and done, but the high cliffs on inside. Instead of me tonight. And where are you now that I need you? Tears on my pillow, wherever you go. Cry me a river that leads to your ocean. You'll never see me fall apart. In the words of a broken heart, it's just emotions taking.
Oh, you know when you're emotional?
Yeah.
Oh boy, play this.
So good. And then everyone's like so into it.
So into it. Now this is a banger.
Yeah.
100%, 1000% a banger. I love my Boys to Men.
Oh, me too. Go.
But I didn't. I also love my Alicia Keys.
Okay, yeah. Of course.
There was one time in my life where I was so good at singing this.
Oh, really?
Like, I can do.
You can do it. You can do it still.
I just...
You can do it again. But you can stay forever.
What? Where did that even come from? No, can you like, redo? It's like from
it's
your
from
inner
side.
Wait, girls, only get better. You want me to do it? You need to do what? Like, you just do it.
Okay,
let it out.
Everything's gonna be.
I'm getting really hot right now.
Make us say what they like.
I can't. But all I know is what the hell? You have a different voice.
Yeah. It's fake.
One. No.
I can't do it.
It's real.
I can't do it.
And we just saw a glimpse of freaking... You just could sing that the whole time.
I have to try really hard. Whoa. But it'll be like this. Like, I'll use like that deep voice.
Okay.
Yeah, but it's fake.
Okay. That's pretty impressive.
Thanks.
I'm impressed.
This is, again, this one.
Oh, okay. Yeah, we love this song.
Anyone who plays this, I'm like...
Yes.
I see you.
Some people live for the fortune. Some people live just for the fame. Some people live for the power, yeah. Some people live just to play the game. Some people think that the physical things define what's within. I've been there before.
That I'm so full
of the superficial. Some people want it all, but I don't want nothing at all. If it ain't you, baby, if I got you, baby. Some people want diamond rings, some just want everything. But everything means nothing if I ain't got you.
I feel like I'm at karaoke right now.
I know. I was.
So, another thing that I love to do with my best friend Lyndall, which is like different because like me and Lyndall don't really go to karaoke rooms.
Yeah.
We just play YouTube at home. Like, we'll just go to each other's places and we'll play YouTube and we'll just sing to YouTube.
Oh my God, I love that.
And we just love it because, you know, the singer is already singing, so we can just sing along.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
But that's, we just drink wine and do that.
That is so fun.
But it's already fun.
Yeah, yeah.
To me.
That is so fun.
Yeah.
There's something
And Ahmed or whoever else is joining us. But we like doing that.
That is so nice. And don't you feel like... You can get closer. You feel closer to someone
then
when you sing with them.
You're kind of like, it's the same kind of satisfaction, I feel like, because you're singing the song and, in a safe space.
Yeah. It's safe. You feel safe.
It's cozy.
You're like, you know, singing is freaking embarrassing.
Yeah.
But we're singing together.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, I'm a bit surprised. I'm a bit scared how we're gonna sound like singing. We might have to cut it, huh? But like,
I'm like
Vox.
Are people even enjoying the listening to this? Oh, it's so cool.
You know what would be nice if you're like listening.
Are
you singing with
Can
us?
Can you sing with us?
Sing with us.
Tell us.
Sing with us. Send it through. I want to see.
Okay, play a Boyz II Men one. How are we gonna end this? What's your next question?
I want to keep singing.
Okay.
I've started singing and
we're on a roll.
Okay. My Boyz II Men. I do love My On Bended Knee.
Okay.
Or End of the Road, which one?
I love End of the Road.
That's the one everyone knows, right?
Yeah.
Girl, you know we belong. So if you're not watching us through the video and this is the audio, you're listening to us through the audio, Rox and I are swaying side to side with one hand in the air at the moment.
We belong together.
Why do you play with my heart? Why do you play with my mind? Said it'll be forever. Said it'll never die. How could you love me and leave me and never say goodbye? The night without holding you tight. Girl, each time I cry, I just melt down and cry. Pain in my head, oh, I'd rather be dead. Spinning around and around. Although we've come to the end of the road, still I can't let go. It's unnatural.
Oh gosh. Okay, and I wanted to add this song, which is a bit of a new favorite for me.
Mm-hmm.
Love it. It's a classic.
Mm-hmm. New favorite.
And every time I play this one, everyone starts bobbing, you know?
Bee Gees, right?
Bee Gees, yeah.
Underrated. But not so underrated, good. But...
I see your eyes in the morning sun. I feel you touch me in the pouring rain. And the moment that you wander far from me, I wanna see you in my arms again. And you come to me on a summer breeze. Keep me warm in your arms and you softly leave. It's me you need to show. How deep is your love? Is your love? How deep is your love? I really need to know. 'Cause we're living in a world of fools, breaking us down. Every ocean let us be. We belong to you and me.
Love it. Such a good one. Oh, man. Okay, is there any more you want to add to this list? Or do you feel like you got some of the main ones? I know we missed some.
We definitely have more.
Might have to do a part two.
We might have to.
Yeah, might have to.
Let's see. Oh, okay. This is, like, obviously, but might be too obvious. But I do love it. Well, I do love it. You'll know when I play it.
Okay.
Because everyone knows it. And everyone will just
sing
it. Okay,
and then I don't know it. We shall see.
We shall see.
Oh my God, I was listening to this today. Rox is feeling it, guys. Sweet love.
When I said I didn't love you so, I should have held on tight, I never should have let you go. And I was stupid, I was foolish, I was lying to myself. I could not fathom that would ever fit you, not your love.
No, you need to go. This is hard, I need to read
hard.
It.
It's hard.
You knew me. I knew how.
Yeah, this is classic.
Yeah. Actually, I have another one. This is like, is there ever a song that you've practiced?
Oh, I do. I have a Chinese song that I practiced.
Can you want to sing that one?
I'll try to play it.
Because obviously you practiced it because it's hard, right?
It's really hard. I don't think I can sing it anymore.
Even if it's like a little bit.
It's by
turn it up, turn
Zhang
it up.
Ha Yao. It's called Zi Shen Ye Shen Gan Nei Zao, which is I only wanted to follow you my whole life. I don't know if I still remember it or... It's like a very sad song. He was really famous. He was like one of the four famous people in the 80s or early 90s. But it's the chorus that's really hard.
Oh, okay. It's like a, can you sing it properly? Yeah, okay. Show me.
What happens?
Show me. Turn it up.
It's coming.
It's building up. Concentrate, lady. So yeah, this part is really hard.
That's an awesome song.
Really?
Yeah. I wasn't like expecting it.
Really?
I was expecting like high notes. Yeah.
Just a lot of words. Like, dude, they're all hard words. Like, I don't know.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay, I'll play my song that I practiced recently. It's called Intentions by Justin Bieber.
Oh.
And I just really wanted to... like nail this song because the rhythm is so hard. Like I'm
it's
really
a weird
bad
song.
Rhythm.
It's
rhythm.
Not a. It's not like a normal ish song. I feel.
Yeah, it's hard. So Ryder can do the rap part, and he knows all the little bits. Like, okay. Anyways.
Picture perfect. You don't need no filter. Gorgeous, make him drop dead. You a killer. Shower you with all my attention. Yeah, these are my only intentions. Stay in the kitchen cooking up, cut your own bread. Heart full of equity, you're an asset. Make sure you don't need no mentions. Yeah, these are my only intentions. Shout out to your mom and dad for making you. Standing ovation, they did the regression for raising you. Hey, you're my muse. The kind of smile that makes a muse. Can nobody throw shade on your name in the street? Triple threat, you're a boss, you a bait, you a beast. You make it easy to choose. You got a mean touch, I can't refuse. No, I can't refuse it.
It's hard.
It's really hard.
It's hard.
I challenge you guys to learn that one.
Can you check the thing? I feel like something happened, but I don't know.
It's still recording.
It's still recording.
Yeah. Okay. Oh man, I am.
That's hard.
It's hard, but it's so fun when you get it. You're like,
yeah.
Oh man,
it's hard.
Okay, so we did practice a song, but I was not expecting us to sing that much.
Yeah,
do we
same.
Want
so much already?
Do we want to try the song that we practiced? Might as
yeah,
well.
Yeah, okay, that can be our final
yeah,
song.
Yeah, final song, and
final
then
song.
We'll wrap up. Yeah,
yeah, yeah.
We basically didn't even talk.
Yeah,
oh, man.
Cool. Thanks
guys,
for joining us.
See let
ya.
Us know if
yeah,
what you thought
just
of this
join
episode.
Join us on our karaoke.
Oh
night.
Man, our final song. This is the one that we were going to sing together. Okay, ready? Final song, guys.
I might need to. Oh.
Yeah, I'll do this.
Okay.
Yeah.
Raindrops falling on the rooftop. Oh baby, tell me why'd you have to go? 'Cause this pain pain, I feel it won't go away. And today I'm officially missing you.
I thought that from this heartache I could escape, but I found it long enough to know there ain't no way. And today I'm officially missing you. Who
can't nobody do it like you? Said every little thing you do. Hey baby, said it stays on my mind. And I'm officially.
That's it.
Oh man, guys, what did you think? Did you guys have to turn the volume down?
I mean, we've been singing like 80% of this episode.
Great time. We had a great time.
I had the time of my life.
I had a great
Rox,
time.
I just want to say thank you for doing this.
And I can't believe I did it.
I'm so proud of you. I had a dream last night that Rox said, hey, I don't want to do the karaoke episode. I don't want to sing. And so it's really surreal for me that we sang like 20 songs together. Yeah. And I feel like I got to know you a little bit better as well. And I feel like we got to, it's like bonding, right?
Yeah. I feel like we had our own mini session.
Yeah.
Mini karaoke session.
This is a little karaoke room in here.
Yeah. But thanks for joining along and listening to our, you know, we're not bad, but we're not like, we're not
haven't
like
heard us yet.
But we're not like, you know,
we're not bad.
It's obviously, you know, there's a reason we're not pop stars, but, you know, we get by.
Yeah, yeah.
We get by for karaoke.
Yeah, exactly.
This
is a karaoke episode. It's not a K-pop star episode, right?
Yeah. I was, just thinking while we were singing, I'm like, well, maybe we're the first podcasters to do a karaoke episode and sing in the karaoke.
Bro.
So we did it.
We did it. We're trying to high five.
All day.
Seriously? We don't.
To high five all day.
We can't high five. You know, really it's just bad. Not satisfying the sound.
Yeah.
Okay, so guys, welcome to the Get Nourished section.
Get Nourished. So yeah, we don't really have a soup today, but
We have a drink because we had dinner together tonight for the first time in a while, actually.
Mm-hmm.
And we had miso soup, and that was our Asian soup. And we didn't feel like having another Asian soup tonight.
Yeah.
And instead, we got a refreshing, refreshing drink. It's called Welsh.
Mm-hmm.
Let's give it an open.
Yeah, I haven't had this before.
It's a sparkling grape soda. Mm. Do you like it?
It's pretty good.
This is my childhood drink.
Mm-hmm. It's like drinking a grape lolly.
You love the grape lollies.
I love the grape lollies. I love the green one. Delicious.
Much needed after a karaoke session.
I know. I'm just surprised that we even did that.
Me too.
And we didn't really talk about much.
We didn't.
There
were so many other topics we want to talk about, like karaoke etiquette, you know, do's and don'ts.
Do's and don'ts. We could do a quick one.
Let's save it for the next. Yeah, let's save it. If you guys are interested, let us know if you want to hear it.
We just wanted to share all our songs.
We just wanted to sing, I guess. Well, thank you guys for tuning in. As always, if you listen to this far of the episode, thank you for, you know, bearing with us and letting your ears absorb the voices of music from our mouths.
Music.
Please give us a follow on Instagram. We're always there. DM us. Find us on YouTube to see what we look like. Find us on all the podcasting platforms to see what we hear like.
Yeah, definitely let us know your favorite songs and
what karaoke means to you.
Yeah.
We want to hear it. Send us some singing clips, whatever, please.
YouTube, whatever.
Talk to us.
Yeah.
Thanks for tuning in.
Thank you.
And we'll see you in the next one.